Are you ready?
Oh yeah!
It's still real to me, damn it!
Barack Leisner!
I knew you'd come. Awesome!
Hey, just like everyone's favorite jobber, we're now in the main event. Welcome to a brand new edition of SNS, your payback special.
Payback.
And joining me, as always, is Macho Phil.
Oh, yeah, coming at ya. I am the big bad booty daddy, yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm stealing gimmicks now. That's my new gimmick.
That's your new nickname?
I'm just going to take gimmicks alike and steal them. And I was lifting weights the other day, and I just started doing a nice pump in the mirror. And I, for some reason, just got Scott Steiner in my head, and I went, I am the big bad booty daddy. How weird was that? Can we talk about that for just a second?
The big bad booty daddy?
The big bad booty daddy.
It was WCW 2000. What can I say?
Yeah, I want to say, pretty sure New Day stole his booty gimmick.
I'm pretty sure that he's going to be doing that gimmick again in Impact.
Really?
Okay, so Impact spoiled it. So I don't really guess it's not a spoiler. Guess who returned to Impact Wrestling this past week?
I never thought I'd see the day.
Because I think it's because Jeff Jarrett's in charge.
Yeah, but they left on some sour terms.
But it wasn't Jeff Jarrett. It was with Dixie Carter.
True.
Who is absolutely hot. But that's another argument for another. Look, I would rather look at her than Vince McMahon.
You and me have very different tastes on women, apparently. So
we both agree on Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, the only reason I think she might be hot is she has money. And I love the money. That makes anybody hot.
I feel like the top story today is Jinder Mahal. I know Raw was terrible.
Vaney McGee.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening here.
I'm still waiting. Where is our random drug test on Jinder?
There's something up with it. I know WWE is starting to move into the India market, and their sales are huge in India. Their ratings are huge in India. They're putting him with the Bollywood boys. They changed their names. They're bringing up two other guys from NXT that hasn't even seen the light of day on television yet to join this stable. I don't know what's happening here.
I have lots of theories, but the only part I don't like is the Bollywood boys. I was like, I feel like if you were going to push Jinder, do you have to have those two guys just kind of peek it? And nobody knew who they were. And I like how nonchalant they said on Smack, I think that's the Bollywood boys. And everyone's like, who the hell's that?
They were on 205 Live once.
Yeah, it was just like literally by saying, I think that's the Bollywood boys. It's like, okay. I mean, that explained absolutely nothing.
If you don't watch 205, you have no idea who in the world that was.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I don't want Jinder Mahal getting the main event for, is it Backlash? Yeah, Backlash. I've been getting these two.
Supposedly.
He's going to wrestle at the main event on Backlash.
Or is he? One of my theories is the ongoing story, which if you brought up last show, was what happens if Bray Wyatt wins?
Okay, so there's something else going on with that. They don't even know if that matches for the belt.
Exactly. Or championship. You don't want Vince to scream at you and make you cry.
Championship, yes. I don't want to be like, Braun! I don't know how to feel about this whole storyline with the WWE Championship on SmackDown. Like, I'm just sad. The U.S. title picture is better than the WWE title picture.
It absolutely is. And I'm more invested in it because I'm actually really excited to watch Kevin Owens, because we know it's going to be Kevin Owens, versus AJ Styles. That's going to be a hell of a match.
And they're going to stretch out Nakamura Ziggler, which I'm okay with because I feel like that could be good.
I think it's going to be a hell of a match. It's a good way to kind of bring in Nakamura before you put him in the title picture.
But then the main event, which I guess may not be the main event if the U.S. title's taken some sort of leaps and bounds.
See, I think you were right. The more I keep watching the product, the more I'm thinking they're going to move the WWE Championship over to Raw because literally, Lesnar isn't scheduled for another TV appearance until the week before Extreme Rules. That's almost 2 months away.
Who's going to be the number one contender? Look, I know they're going into this pay-per-view, and that's still a while away, but we need to know who's going to take on Lesnar.
Yeah. My sad theory still is, if you watch Raw, I know we're kind of all over the place right now, but it's been that kind of a week in WWE.
It's been there 2 weeks in WWE. Yeah, it's been crazy.
If you look at it, they're already backtracking on the Roman Reigns heel turn. Like this last Monday, they tried making him to be the good guy, the innocent guy, the guy who got vandalized, hurt by Braun.
The dueling chance was pretty cool, though.
It's,
I don't know if he's going to ever get over. I don't think he's going to be.
I don't think he can. I think he'll get. The kids will forgive him because they didn't love The Undertaker as much as we did. It's one of those. The kids, they knew of him because they're children, but they only knew him from one match a year, maybe two. So, I mean, yeah. They're going to cheer for Roman just because they're fed. That's your guy. And they're like, okay, they buy into it. Whereas
that's
the Hulk
Hogan theory.
I think it's the 15 and older looking at it going, no, F this guy. He defeated The Undertaker, the legend. Because even 15-year-olds know of...
Yeah, because that would have been the time frame of the first brand split. And Taker's dominating SmackDown.
Taker, yeah. So, I don't think older... 15 and up, unless you're a woman, no offense. But a lot of women still love him. It's like this... I call it the Cena conundrum. Where it's just like, women and children will cheer for him.
Like a decent-looking wrestler.
Yeah.
Who has no... Well, Cena has charisma. I can't really take anything away from Cena, but... I mean, at least Roman's serviceable in the ring. It's not like he's god-awful.
It's one of those where I literally don't hate Roman Reigns for being Roman Reigns. I hate this character that they've created of Roman Reigns. It's literally they're trying to recreate Super Cena, and I hate Super Cena. I like vulnerable Cena.
I've loved the Cena of the last few years.
Yeah,
like,
well,
that's
see,
been such a good run.
Yeah, it's a good because he's actually been putting other people over. That match with him and AJ Styles, wow. Like it was
a Rumble or SummerSlam.
Yeah,
like,
it was like both
one.
Of them. And the thing was, even with AJ going over, I still disagree with Cena going over AJ tying the record.
At the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, which also leaked the original plans of Cena facing Taker was the plan, and AJ holding on to the belt through Elimination Chamber, which I think should have happened.
And then who would have AJ fight Randy at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Because that would have made a better match.
I do. I mean,
oh, God. Look, I'm scared. Sunday scares me.
Sunday does not look like...
On paper, the card looks great.
See, I even disagree with that. I truly believe, like, even looking at the card, I'm like, if we get a rematch from the what I call one of the worst matches at Mania, I don't want to see that. That's
I think
kinda,
it might have been the worst match at WrestleMania.
Like, honestly, it's just, it was the most boring and most bizarre. Like, the idea that we still don't know what the House of Horrors match is, they gave us a little more of a clue this week by him saying, we're not going to start in the ring. So they're going to be like some pre-recorded...
It's a boiler room brawl.
Yeah, it's a pre-recorded backstage brawl where they're... Spoiler alert, folks. They're going to record this before the show, and it's going to be them waiting in the gorilla position for them to catch up to the tape.
And then go out.
I mean, that's how they work it. They did the same thing with JBL and Cena many, many years ago. Because watch for the camera angles. They're going to have camera angles like in different objects. And they'll probably do multiple takes to make it look cool. I'm not looking forward to this match at all.
Oh, it's the worst match. That's like, the one match on the entire show for Payback that I go, I am not invested in at all.
Oh, the only way they could save it is if David Pumpkin shows up. But it's his own thing. I don't know why I thought of that. It's just because I saw a GIF the other day or Monday night where it was just like they were talking about this and it said, you know, what is the House of Horrors? And people's comments were like, it's his own thing. And it's like they were just listing. It was like, well, why are there skeletons? It's part of it. You know, so, and I'm thinking, that would be a fun way to make the match entertaining.
I'm scared this is going to be the Chamber of Horrors from WCW.
Oh, Lord.
And that kind of... this is wrestle crap.
It is. It's like,
I love wrestle crap.
What are they doing? They're like trying to sell us on these bogus gimmick matches. Like, you don't need it. Give me a good story. I don't need this.
Maybe a gimmick match at the end of a good feud. That's how you blow off a feud.
Yeah, to wrap it up, you know, something. But call me old school, but I give me a good old-fashioned ladder match. Give me a steel cage match.
So no dumpster matches?
How horrible was that? Did you watch it?
That was a lot. Okay, so here's how my Raw viewing went. I tuned in right around the time of the dumpster match as I was out. I was doing other stuff. And I turned on the dumpster match, and I watched that, and I'm going, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm done.
The idea alone that Kalisto beats Braun Strowman in any match in general.
Does Kalisto now have a WWE title match? I mean, seriously.
I don't know.
It's Kalisto just... versus Brock Lesnar at Extreme Rules. Book it.
No, thank you. No, that just... that match was a turd. Everything... The Raw in general was a turd. That was a crap show.
There were a couple decent things, but to be a go-home show?
That is horrible. That is Vince Russo booking. That was just crap. It's literally like, hey guys, just go through the motions because the pay-per-view is Sunday. That's what this show was.
Let's talk about the differences. Okay, look, I love wrestling at its core. I even went to an indie show this week, and I love it. To go to an indie show, you know you're a fan. But my thought is, Raw is WCW in the year 2000. Bless you.
Thank you.
Raw is WCW in the year 2000.
It is right now, definitely.
And SmackDown is SmackDown 2004. When they had the SmackDown 6, and you always get at least a decent match. Because AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, there's a couple others I'm probably...
I'll say this. I agree with you 100% on that. But the best thing about it is, honestly, on paper, again, if you go back on paper, I would say technically Raw has the bigger, and I'm using quotation, bigger stars.
Oh, Raw should be better.
Yeah, but I think the more talented stars are still on SmackDown. Like, it's the way I'm looking at it is Kevin Owens, one of the best heels in the business right now, I believe.
If not the best heel. Yeah. Well, he's the best heel.
AJ Styles, best wrestler, hands down. I don't care who you are. That man is...
There's some arguments in other companies, but for WWE, he is the best.
Yeah, he is the HBK of 2017.
Would that make Nakamura Bret Hart? Because I'm pretty sure that might make Nakamura Bret Hart.
True. Yeah, Nakamura is also bad on the mic, just like Bret Hart was today. So I was like, a lot of... So who would be the Stone Cold?
Of SmackDown?
Yeah.
Jinder Mahal.
No. You got to have a bad guy that we got... Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens, yeah, actually, yeah, there you go. Sense. So the Kevin Owens era has begun. But no, yeah, on paper, Raw technically should be the better show. But it all goes down to piss-poor writing. And right now, Raw has some piss-poor writing.
I could care less about Dean Ambrose and The Miz again.
I know. It's like they tried stealing SmackDown's good story, and it's not working. It's like, hey, this worked on SmackDown, but we can't write well, so... Here's the same crap you've already seen.
You have a pay-per-view coming up, and a big one. Because I think the one after WrestleMania is usually a really big show to
should
get something
be.
Home.
It should be, yeah.
And this is the show that Finn should be on, doing something, and instead, he's in the pre-show segment of Miz TV.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Also, last time I checked, you might want to check my records here, but is the Intercontinental title even on the line? Because last time I checked, as of last night...
It is not.
So your second biggest title...
Well, The Miz is doing Miz TV, so no. Unless Miz TV goes into an Intercontinental title match on the show.
Miz isn't champion, though. Dean Ambrose. And that's what I'm saying is there's no Ambrose is there. I guess because technically they have the U.S. title on the line. You know,
Does that mean the SmackDown pay-per-view gets the Intercontinental?
Probably not. But I'm just saying, in general, like, is my question is this Dean Ambrose Intercontinental title run going to be like the one he had with his U.S. where
yes.
he never defends it?
I hate Dean Ambrose as Intercontinental Champion.
Because, I mean, if you remember back when he was with the Shield, I think the record was 4 months. He went 4 months without ever defending the title, which technically under WWE rules, you're supposed to defend your title within 30 days.
Did he defend it at house shows or was it just TV?
I don't know.
That's something to look
into. Yeah, that's true. But under those same rules, which I'm going to transition to, is technically Brock Lesnar should also be stripped of the title since he will be going almost 60 days without defending his championship. Daniel Bryan had to give up the title. How many guys have had to relinquish their titles?
Ric Flair was one of those.
Naomi had to give it up because she couldn't defend it before WrestleMania. 15 days she had to give up her championship. What the hell, WWE? You don't follow your own damn rules.
Consistency.
Come on.
Damn,
that's all
it's
I'm
that
saying.
Hard.
Yeah.
Do you want to go into Payback, or do you want to talk about a little bit more about Raw, even though it was...
To wrap up Raw, their big angle all night was, we got this tag match. Miz has got to find a partner. Miz has got to find out who's going to be his partner.
What a letdown.
And then it's like, partner doesn't show up. And then we're supposed to. Then we're supposed to believe that Miz. Like, I'm high on the Miz. If you listen to this show, I've been praising Miz a lot. But a lot of my praise goes to when he's let loose. Let him on the mic.
Like
let
when
him,
he was on Talking Smack.
Exactly. And now he doesn't have that venue anymore. And he's starting to get put back into the jobbing slash your average heel.
He's the JTTS, jobber to the stars.
Yeah, and I hate that for him because he doesn't have a venue to spew his true feelings. That's what made The Miz so great, is right now they're just using him to be like, we got no one else, here you go, and I hate that for him.
Technically, he might be the best heel on Raw.
I agree. I think he is, if you don't count Roman Reigns. And it depends on which show, I guess which area. Last night, also, a lot of reason I think Raw sucked was, man, Kansas City let me down. They were just dead from the get-go. Which
could have been the show itself, because, I mean,
combination
Kansas
of both?
City has a live crowd at usually every wrestling show.
But, I mean, even Y2J didn't get a huge pop, and he would open the show. And I thought, that should be like a bigger pop for Jericho. Even if you watch it back, Jericho, he tries bringing that crowd
up.
Well,
that makes me nervous going into Thursday night.
That's true. That's true. You're going to an NXT show.
Yes.
So, which, I don't know. I just felt like it was a combination of not, I don't know. I think that it just had a lot of kids in the audience. Like, because they were very, they were wanting Roman Reigns, man. And I was sitting there going,
yeah, I heard the "we want Roman" Roman sucks.
And they were just like little, it was like the classic, like, "we want Roman. Roman sucks." And it was just kind of, and I get it. I get it. I mean, it's children. It's what we talked about a minute ago. It would be,
okay, so here's a question. If Hulk Hogan's wrestling today, does Hogan get the Cena treatment?
Probably, yeah.
Because I think so. I think we're just in a different time frame where no matter who WWE gives us,
yeah,
we're going to enjoy it.
It's that line Vince gave us many, many years ago. Is like, The day of
I know what you want.
The day of superheroes is over. Good guys versus bad guys is passé.
I will no longer insult your intelligence.
Yeah, and yet here we are. Not only do you have just regular good guys and bad guys, you have super good guys and super bad guys. They're no longer doing that whole shades of gray. And that's what I loved wrestling was, because that's how we are. I'm not going to be the best guy on the block. I'm going to cheat sometimes to win. You know, if it makes me win, sure. And you're going to enjoy it because I'm going to give you a hell of a good show. Stone Cold's rise was doing
heel stuff the whole time.
He was low-blowing people, eye-raking. I mean, that match between him and Bret Hart, he was going in as the heel. He left a good guy, the double turn, because Bret Hart did everything good. Bret Hart never did a dastardly deed in that match that you would go, bad guy. But the crowd chose Stone Cold. And that's, to me, is the crowd choosing who they want to see. They want to see a good wrestler. They want to see...
Yeah, now it's much different than even then, because now you want almost the guys that can go 60 minutes, and you want those matches.
Yeah, and that's, I just feel like, and again, it's passe to say it, but Vince is so out of touch with the wrestling crowd that it's...
There's no
it's,
argument with me.
It's frustrating me. And I don't even know if Triple H taking over will be that much better, because sometimes I still see him showing a lot of Vince out of him. He does have his own unique ideas, and I like what he does in NXT for the
NXT
most part.
NXT is so good, though, compared to the main roster. Even now, even with the horrible, all the talents being pulled thing, it's still better.
It's still more the same, where it's like, I kind of want two different showrunners. Like, I would like... Okay, Triple H is over, like, over-creative of Raw, and that's all he has to say.
See, that's what I was wondering, if this was ever going to happen. If Vince would ever just be like, okay, look, I know I'm going to be leaving soon. I still want to be in charge of Raw, but you can be in charge of SmackDown.
Yeah.
Wonder what the differences would be.
Exactly. Just let him have fun with it, because from what I understand right now, Vince still has final say over everything. He cares more about Raw, and he has, like, he's strongly, the last thing
I'd
read.
And you can tell that.
Yeah, he's strongly invested in Raw, and, I mean, he gets to the point where it's WCW days where they'll have an idea and pinned it in up until Monday night, and Vince changes his mind. And then
and
like,
that's not good.
No.
That's not best for business.
It's not. With SmackDown, though, he said, from what I also read was, and again, a grain of salt, because you
have
never
to take
know.
Dirt sheets.
Yeah,
unless it's Meltzer.
Yeah.
Then you kinda
well, this
to.
Was some of the things he had said was, and one of the big things he said was, he still, when the SmackDown scripts come in and things like that, he has final say. But for the most part, they just get approved with like a minor couple of alterations.
But Raw is a complete one.
Yeah. Freaking Raw, I mean, he goes through like a fine-tooth comb up until point of show, and even during the show. Like, the whole Roman, like, apparently 2 weeks ago when Roman got beat up, that was his way of apologizing to the fans for The Undertaker. Like, they were like, all right, you want Roman to get beat up? Here you go. This was,
Which was a great segment.
Yeah. But then now to go back and say, you know what? I still believe in Roman. I'm going to try to make him into a good guy. After selling, he's going to be a bad guy and not, he's going to be like the night after WrestleMania. That was his heel moment. This is my yard now.
And that was so damn good.
Good. I'm behind Roman Reigns being heel because I'll believe it. And I could.
He's a badass.
Yeah.
Look, so no matter how you look at it, he is a badass.
And you could cut his promos down to just short little things like that, and you can make him a monster heel. Instead, the very next week, Vince goes, I don't know, let's give him a fluff piece with Michael Cole and kind of go on this apology spree. Yeah. Like, I didn't want to end the Undertaker thing. I had to. It's my job. And I was like, what the hell is this? You know, I'm like, no. He shouldn't be apologizing. And I'm more mad at WWE for not sticking to their guts on this. It's like, I'm hoping the fans at Payback shit on Roman. I don't want to.
Where's Payback at anyway? This isn't the Chicago pay-per-view, is it?
Oh, I wish. I don't know.
Oh, it's San Jose. So
San
Jose.
Well, we'll see how they go with it. I want them to shit on Roman because I hope if we can keep the booze up, they'll just go, all right, heal him. You know, whereas because
which
Vince
would be
is,
nice.
Yeah, because Vince is already backtracking. And to me, that is me. Oh, no, I can't talk. To me, that's shitty. Like, just stick with your gut here.
I think the thing that they're going to end up doing on Raw is put the Shield back together. I still feel that's coming. And I don't know why. Because Okay, so the thing is, if you put a stable back together, there has to be a stable there to fight it.
And there's no one. Who do you have? I mean, you have the Club. But I mean, who do they? I mean,
unless you do the Balor Club, but then you'd have to turn Finn heel, which would be awesome because Finn's a better heel.
True, but I mean, it doesn't make sense out of booking right now why to turn Finn heel, in my opinion, because it's like he's one of your biggest guys right now.
He's over.
The only reason I can see it is because technically Finn and Seth still have unfinished business from Seth dislocating
from
his
SummerSlam
shoulder
last year. But I mean, outside that, but who? Yeah. I mean, there's no one. Yeah. I don't think you could put, like, I know the idea was there for the NXT stable,
mm-hmm.
but that also had Kevin Owens in it.
Yeah.
With Samoa Joe, that's not happening.
No. The only way I look at it is you got Joe, maybe unless they just put Joe in the Club, which they teased this last week, but I'm like.
But I don't like that idea.
They're not a real stable. Yeah, that's the thing is they're not, I just think of it as this is the Club plus Samoa Joe.
If you're
going
to put the Club with anybody, it needs to be Finn Balor or AJ Styles. Done.
Agreed. I mean, and that's the thing is you bring back the legit Club. But now, even we got AJ doing the face turn now on SmackDown, which I am 100% behind, as long as he doesn't change his character completely.
I want him to be that tweener kind of
guy.
Yeah,
well, the thing is how they still had him announce him as the place that runs the play, the face that runs the place, SmackDown. So I was cool with that, and he's still acting the same. So as long as they keep that going.
He's just always going to be cheered. He's AJ Styles.
Oh, yeah. It's like, he was calling him, I don't care what you people think, shut up. And they're like, yeah, AJ Styles. So it's just like,
We are idiots.
I just want him to just go with it and say, fine, you want to cheer him? Freaking cheer him. And because that's, I mean, he's the best guy they got, in my opinion, right now. And I look forward to, I think you're wrong. And I'm going to say that right now. I see them doing AJ Styles versus Nakamura at SummerSlam. As much as I think they'll do, like,
don't tell me this because I'm going to WrestleMania next year, you dick.
Well, see, the only reason I think that is they're going to build up that U.S. title. And if AJ Styles runs with the U.S. title and Nakamura not really having, I mean, he's going to go through Ziggler. I figure he'll go through one other person. About that time, we'll be getting to August, and that'll be SummerSlam time.
I think Balor's summer program might be someone we're not expecting. I think he'll end up having some sort of program with Baron Corbin or... You say what you want. I do like Baron Corbin.
I still enjoy it.
You know, he's the plans to wrestle for the WWE Championship at SummerSlam. Look.
That's going to be my go take a crap match because that I literally cannot be invested in Baron Corbin. He's so boring.
Well, prepare for Baron Corbin's WWE title run because I feel like it's coming.
I don't think he'll get the title. I think he's going to be the next Jinder Mahal. He's going to be run. He's going to be a guy that they're going to build up as a threat and then just be beaten.
Well, that could be something they do. They could put Jinder Mahal against Shinsuke Nakamura, but that would, I think, would be a downstep from Dolph.
Yeah.
No offense to Jinder. Don't hinder Jinder.
Hey.
that crap's cracking me up. I think he might get a program with Sami Zayn.
Yeah, that'd be actually pretty good.
And then Nakamura Owens, which has never happened in NXT. could happen in the main roster before I feel like the AJ Styles Nakamura match happens.
I just think, looking into the future as in SummerSlam card, I mean, that they try to sell it as SummerSlam as their second biggest event.
I say Nakamura Zayn happens at SummerSlam.
Ah.
Or Nakamura Owens.
I just don't see money in that. Like, well, I see money, but I mean as in like...
But your hardcore fans buying SummerSlam tickets now.
That's also true. That's also
this
true.
It's now become this... It's a four-day thing now where you got NXT, then SummerSlam, and then Raw and SmackDown all in the Barclays Center this year.
Yep.
I feel like it's going to be... They're going to give some matches to the hardcore fan.
Yeah. I just don't... Like, I think we all know AJ's going to walk away US champ after this next pay-per-view.
At Backlash?
He should, at least. Unless they tried milking the title run where it's like one of those where Owens holds it for another month until the next pay-per-view.
We have to know the next pay-per-view after Backlash is Money in the Bank.
Which is also a SmackDown exclusive.
Yeah.
Which, does that make any sense?
Well, no, there's Extreme Rules is in between.
Oh, that, dang it, that's right. Again, I keep...
But the next SmackDown pay-per-view itself is Money in the Bank, and I'm thinking if, who's going... That,
see, I have a new theory, and it's a wild one, and it's what we talked about earlier. I have a theory maybe going into Payback... Bray Wyatt walks away champion, and they're going to have that title on Raw until Money in the Bank, and whoever wins Money in the Bank will cash it in then to bring the title home, which then, oh, Lesnar's back with the Universal title about that time period.
That would be an awesome story.
Like,
though.
That to me
that
is,
would be awesome.
This
be
is what great. I mentioned at the beginning of the show was I had a couple theories, and that one hit me the other day. I was like, because then also you have a good storyline of Jinder Mahal talking about how he's not being treated fairly. He won his right, blah, blah, blah. It was like, well,
Jinder Mahal's had Money in the Bank automatically. I'll just say it.
But then it's like one of those where he can complain because then you'll have like him a month of like, I should have had a title match. Like, well, sorry, the title's not here anymore. You know, so it'd be like an interesting story in itself, but it's like I have a strong feeling that that could happen because everyone thinks, oh, we've already set up a number one contender, that means Randy has to win. No, not necessarily.
I think
Bray wins it, holds it on Raw till about the time Lesnar comes back. Oh, Money in the Bank happens. Boom, Money in the Bank winner catches it in, brings the title home.
Like on Raw the next night? Like
yeah,
shows up on Raw?
Because no one would expect it.
Through the crowd?
Yeah, something like that.
Old
boom,
school WCW style.
Whoever it is, cashes it in on the champ. Boom, brings the title home to SmackDown. They have like a celebration on SmackDown about, hey, we got the title home. And then all of a sudden, here comes your next whomever. Then you set up that storyline building into SummerSlam.
I will bet money of who I think... If they end up doing that, who I think would be the person to cash it in. But that means Orton will be in the Money in the Bank match, which makes me...
Yeah. Not again.
No. My personal thought is, if they do it that way, it's going to be Luke Harper.
I just... Luke Harper is a great wrestler, but he...
He's the Cesaro of SmackDown.
He just doesn't have a personality to me. He needs a new character bad. Because this whole...
He can cut promos like nobody's business either.
And that's the thing, though, is they're still selling him as, you know, Bray Wyatt's Wyatt family member, former member. And I'm like, I'm tired of it. I don't care anymore. Unless you're going to change his character up completely, book him and Ginger together. I can't think of his name. The
Eric Rowan.
Eric, yeah. But put them back together because that'd be a good. They made a good tag team, you know.
Longest reigning NXT champions before the Ascension.
That's what I'm saying is they would. I see them better as a tag team than Luke being on his own right now.
I also thought that maybe, and this is one of those theories of who's going to win Money in the Bank. This is an outside theory that a member of the New Day wins it.
New Day?
Because I think they're going to do the one sets tag like they did with the Shield, and then
See, I have three picks that I would like to see win it, which. I mean, we're long shooting away from Money in the Bank.
Yeah, no, we're paybacks this Sunday, and we're talking Money in the Bank.
Yeah, but I would rather see someone like Nakamura. I mean, imagine Nakamura in that match alone. That would be cool.
I think that might be the first big stage for him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I don't think he'll win it.
No, but I'm still saying I would like to see him. Of course, AJ. I think AJ with the Money in the Bank would be phenomenal. See what I did there? But, I mean, think about that. Like, who would you believe... That could be that bulldog. That could be that, you know, he's good, but still have the, you know, the meanness to cash it in on Raw the next time. Wins it that Sunday.
Let's say
Bray Wyatt, who he lost it to, or not technically lost it to Bray, but, I mean, Bray beat him at Elimination Chamber when it was one-on-one in the Elimination Chamber to get that title back. I mean, how perfect would that be? Redemption story for AJ. Cash in Money in the Bank. Bam! He's now
brings the title home. Can someone from Raw come over for the Money in the Bank match?
I hope they don't do that.
Because I thought, I don't know if they're going to do a draft again this year. Like, that's something else that we don't know.
I don't think they will. That's why we had the Superstar Shakeup. I think they'll wait until next year to do that. And I still think the reason we didn't get a draft was simple that we had the split pretty early on in the year that it wasn't so solid that it was like, you know, okay, you know, we understand it's shaking it up just a little bit. I feel like we'll have next year, 2 weeks after WrestleMania, they'll do the full blown like boop 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 boop.
The no whammies, no whammies, no whammies. Stop draft.
Yeah. I feel like that's gonna happen.
All right, you want to move on to Payback?
Let's move along to Payback.
All right, so on the kickoff show on Miz TV, it's going to be Finn Balor. I don't know how I feel about this.
What is he going to talk about? I mean, like, that's the, to me, is like, what does this accomplish? What is he going to do? Like, that's, I'm more interested in, like, who the hell cares? Like, I hate
unless
to say
it
that.
Sets up something in the later in the night, which could be Finn Balor versus The Miz, which would be fun.
Yeah.
But after,
only if he brings out the demon. Like, I've been waiting.
I don't think there'd be enough time to do that.
The paint, yeah.
I think that takes like 7 to 8 hours to do.
Wow.
And he just, yeah, it's ridiculous. Also on the pre-show, Enzo Amore and Big Cass take on the Club.
Yeah, pre-show, huh?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Surprise?
Nope. Honestly, I would rather see, I know this sounds terrible, but Samoa Joe versus Seth Rollins on the pre-show. Because at this point...
What the crap?
At this point, the reason I say that is Seth Rollins has just been kind of boring to me. I hate to say it.
Shield reuniting.
I don't...
Because Dean Ambrose is in that same place.
I don't like... I just don't like Dean...
Face Seth?
Yeah, Face Seth sucks. Like, I miss the heel Seth Rollins. The corny steals the win with J&J Security. I love that Seth Rollins. That Seth Rollins was fun. This, like... His, and he does this fake laugh, ha ha, you know, I hate him, I don't like him, like, I'm sitting here cheering for Samoa Joe, and Samoa Joe's just a big bad guy, so, I mean, I don't know, that's just my opinion.
Also, to add to that thought, which just kind of went out of my head, Seth Rollins' new finisher.
Yeah, bringing back the nose kick, I call it, you know.
Do you realize that that's also a stolen move?
From whom?
Kenny Omega?
Who? Who?
That's Kenny Omega, one of Kenny's finishers.
Aw.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah. What?
Seth Rollins can't come up with anything on his own.
That was funny. Somebody, because he starts it off like Okada's Rainmaker and then does Kenny Omega's knee, and somebody said they should call that the Knee Maker. I was like, that's what I'm going to start calling that finishing move now.
Well, I saw a tweet that cracked me up that said as soon as he did it, it was like John Cena in quotation said, oh, bring back that knee kick, huh? Oh, cool. Because... I believe it was a pretty similar move that broke John Cena's nose.
Oh, jeez. So. John Cena's nose looked terrible after that, too.
Ouch.
Then next up, the Cruiserweight Championship match, a rematch from WrestleMania. Austin Aries takes on Neville.
Who do you got for this?
Okay, so I guess I probably should have said who I got for the other match, but I'm taking Enzo and Cass.
I think they need it. I mean, they've lost a lot lately.
Dear God, they do need it. I think this is Austin Aries' moment. I don't know why they didn't pull the trigger at Mania, but setting up the feud to keep it going is great because this will be the match of the show.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, it's this or Samoa Joe Seth. It's one of the toast two to be match of the night. So,
I disagree. I think, honestly, and I hate to say it again, I think...
the House of Horrors match?
No. Austin Aries will lose because I think there's a longer story to be told. And it's like, Austin Aries, he's over, but... Neville being the king of the cruiserweights is a better story to me right now of him. I mean, and I like the chase. I like Austin. I want Austin Aries. And I hate this sounds awful, but I mean, I want him to get back into like, you lost, end of the line, bud, and build his way because it was like he came back from his eye socket, you know, healing, and then it was just kind of like, and now you're in the title picture. It's like he didn't have much to build up to it, and that's what I kind of want.
The Kenny Omega tweet after Seth Rollins did the move, well, it says, well, at least I still have my entrance music.
But I just, I don't know. I think Neville walked out of it, and we'll see.
I got an interesting theory with this. If Neville does win, I think the only way you're going to pull the belt off is it's going to be a multi-man match.
That's what I'm thinking is, I think he holds it till the next pay-per-view Extreme Rules, and then you'll have like an Extreme Rules like Fatal 5-Way or something like that. So then you could tell the story, he didn't have to lose, you know, he doesn't have to lose the match to...
You're going to think I'm weird if Aries doesn't win it here, because Aries might be a bigger star than the Cruiserweight title, honestly.
I agree.
Which is really weird to say. If Aries doesn't win it here, I predict that Jack Gallagher wins it in a multi-man match.
Oh, I would love that. I love Gallagher, which honestly, though, Gallagher is fighting for the United Kingdom Championship Wednesday.
This Wednesday night. Okay, so I have that's something else, too. I know I'm going to NXT this week. Are the UK guys touring yet?
I think so. I think
this would be their first tour, then.
Yeah, so I think you might get to see them.
I might cream a little, because I do enjoy me some Pete Dunne. That was probably the best thing WWE's done all year.
I'm more excited because they pretty much have said, you know, the UK guys are going to start becoming a regular on NXT. And that
that does beef up the roster.
They need it. They need it bad. And if you have them both going, like, you'll have, like, pretty much the UK show will turn into just like, hey, we shoot this at the UK. It's just for you guys. But then having them come over to NXT, and then if you have more title defenses of the UK champion, it legitimizes the title.
I want more title defenses. You know, how many has there been? Two?
Yeah. So I'm hoping it even gets to the point where maybe on a pre-show we'll see the UK championship being
surprised.
Defended.
Okay, so there was part of me that was a little surprised. I know they were in town for WrestleMania weekend. Part of me was wondering why in the world weren't they on the NXT takeover
because
show?
Because it's so still new to people, they don't know them. I think they want to give them a little more time to get their foot in the place. And I think this time next year, heck, even by SummerSlam, we might see. I see them being anywhere on
some card.
I see
a major pay-per-view happening in the UK eventually, too.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's another reason they started the show was to start building up the UK.
I wouldn't mind seeing a UK SummerSlam again, because that was a cool thing the 92. That was awesome.
I would technically take any pay-per-view, honestly, at this point.
I think they would, too.
Make a special pay-per-view for them. I mean, I believe they had they used to do...
Insurrection?
Do a tour after Mania, where they were in the UK for a while. So, I mean, I'd love to see it. I'm sure they would, too. Honestly, I would like to see more overseas pay-per-views in general. Like,
I love Beast from the East.
Yeah, stuff
that was
like
a great show.
Yeah, and it was, I mean... Do it. I mean, it's fine. You know, it was fun. I mean, do it. I want an Australia show, mate.
Just different places, like where you get different fans. Because
it's fun hearing the fans. And Canada, my God. Give us a Canadian pay-per-view again. I love Canadian fans.
I'm ready
for
a Bizarro World.
Yes, I love Lawler Canadian part. Fans. So.
Women's Raw Women's Championship is on the line as Bayley defends against your girl, Alexa Bliss.
Alexa wins it. Alexa will win it because we are in Bayley's hometown, which means
crap.
WWE likes to give the middle finger to the hometown because I believe it was Pat Patterson once said, you are so over in your own hometown that the fans love you, but they love to hate the other guy even more. So that means
Alexa wins by DQ.
Oh my gosh, those fans will go apeshit when Bayley loses.
Alexa
and
wins by disqualification.
I don't know. I think Alexa will win. Bayley will cry, hugging her dad, and Alexa will give her a little like mean stare or something like that, and then the Alexa heir will reign supreme.
I don't think Alexa wins the Raw title until next year.
We will see.
I think they're just going to put Bayley and Sasha as the main.
I'm still waiting for that, though. I agree with that.
SummerSlam.
That's coming.
That's SummerSlam.
See, though, on the same essence, I think we'll have Bayley versus Sasha, but I don't think the title will be on the line. I think that story sells itself
because
without,
it's the third match.
Without needing a title, because it's the battle of friends. You know, that to me is way more important than the championship.
Yeah. And I mean, Sasha needs a win.
Exactly.
In that feud, honestly, because she did lose both
matches.
Yeah,
you could have Bayley versus Sasha and then Alexa versus whomever on
Nia
the Raw.
Jax.
Oh, gosh. Probably.
We were at Cape Comic Con this past weekend. I actually saw a Nia Jax t-shirt.
She sold one.
I was like... I saw the front of it, and this is it's been a running gag where every time Nia Jax comes on TV, I'm like, hey, Ashley, do you know that Nia Jax is not like most girls? And on the front of the shirt, it says not like most girls. And I'm going, is that a Nia Jax t-shirt?
Oh,
and then on the back, it had her name. Raw tag team titles, the Hardys versus
Sheamus and Cesaro. I will say this. I think Sheamus and Cesaro wins it, breaking Matt Hardy. Because
it's time.
It is. I think this will break him. Hopefully. Because,
do you know what's going on there? WWE has offered Impact money to use the broken character.
They'll be fools not to take it because they need the money anyways.
No joke.
So I think... they're counting TNA or Impact or just they're going, money? Someone's trying to give us money?
We can afford Scott Steiner now.
That's probably how they bought Scott Steiner. Right there, they paid for the broken gimmick. So,
I'm with you. I actually was thinking, okay, so they're going to turn Hardy into the broken. I knew you'd come eventually. I know it's coming.
Yeah.
And this is the perfect time to do it.
Agreed. I think this, I hope this is it. That next night.
You got the Hardy pop at Mania?
Yep. And well, then also, with that said, is because even on Raw and last week's Raw, they ended it with two handshakes. I think they'll lose the match, the Hardys lose, Sheamus and Cesaro will put out. Well, they'll put out their hands to do the handshake again, like they've done 2 weeks in a row, and the Hardys will attack them. Delete, and they'll attack them, aka trying to make them heel, but not really. Because
I honestly think they break them up.
I think it's too soon.
Well, there's this talk of they want Jeff to run for the title himself because he's so over, but have the broken Matt gimmick on the other show.
Which could work.
I could see
that down the road because from what I understood, they signed a multi-year contract with WWE again. Yeah. So it's like they got time to do that. I just think right now, don't break up the Hardy Boys this soon. Goodness. Biggest pop of WrestleMania right there. So
Samoa Joe versus Seth Rollins, which should be a good match, at
least. It'll be good. It's just one of those, again, I don't care.
What's your match of the night so far?
I'm waiting for my U.S. title. I want to see the Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla. I'm brain farting on all of his gimmicks that he's done. I literally just froze. You're going to get it.
I just want you to know I love because Chris you Jericho. Forgot all of Jericho's gimmicks.
I did the list! Oh, no! No, Jericho, no! Oh, gosh. I will say this. The highlight of Raw to me, which is sad, but was...
The Christmas jacket?
It wasn't the Christmas jacket. It was Dean begging to get off the list. He takes him off the list, and as soon as he walks away... He put him back on the list.
That was great.
I like that because I went, don't take him off. And then it's literally as Dean walks out, he writes him right back on the list. That was my highlight of Raw.
Samoa Joe or Seth Rollins, who you got in there?
Seth.
I'm taking Joe.
To me, Seth has to go over the simple fact he has to prove he's beating the authority.
Here's my thought on that. They have a feud here. They're going to run it.
That's true. They'll probably milk this.
This is the first time they've had a match, so... Kevin Owens beats Chris Jericho.
I don't know. You put a little thing in my brain.
I do that a lot.
But it's like, and again, I feel like maybe a good swerve would be, is what you kind of hinted at was, let Jericho win, shows up on SmackDown, and then AJ, instead of waiting until his the pay-per-view, he gets it that night, wins it, and then Jericho just leaves for a while.
And then you've got... Kevin Owens has his rematch.
Exactly. And then you can still have the AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens, but then just AJ has it. The best way I think you could do it was AJ wins. Jericho wins, goes to SmackDown, and then, again, AJ challenges him that night, wins it, and then after the match, Kevin Owens comes out furious and beats up Jericho to the point he does the powerbomb on the side of
Jericho's
ring.
Not seen for a while.
Yeah, exactly. So you ride him out, but then when he comes back, he can be on SmackDown. And I mean,
which would be great for SmackDown.
Yeah,
they need it.
They do. And that is an ultimate like dream storytelling. That's how I would like.
There's
it
a dream
to go.
Match sitting there that I'm kind of hoping would happen now.
What's that?
Jericho Nakamura.
Holy moly. And you know Jericho loves to work with the young talent, too. So
he does.
I mean, hell, he put Fandango over at WrestleMania. So, but with that said, that is ultimate dream to happen. But I do agree with you. I think it's WWE simple storytelling where it's going to be just Kevin Owens winning and retaining the U.S. title. And then Jericho.
And he might beat him to a pulp in that match.
Yeah, and then Jericho, we just don't see him until SummerSlam because he'll be gone with Fozzy.
I figure you don't see him again until Survivor Series.
You might be right, too, depending on how long of a tour it is. So
SmackDown will need somebody on their team, and then out comes Jericho. And
that would be cool. So
Roman Strowman. This should have a gimmick. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
This match
point,
needs a gimmick.
I don't understand why it's not a no holds barred match. I mean, like it, the story. Because
they're going
to
beat each other around the building.
Yeah.
Just
listen, that's to me. You could have done a false count. Yeah, there you go. It would have made sense. He beat him up backstage. All right, make the match a.
Maybe an ambulance match.
Hey, even then, it might still end up being that. I mean, hell, at WrestleMania, they decided minutes before the match, like, the following contest is a no disqualification match. And it's like, what? When did that happen?
When that happens.
Yeah, I mean, same thing, the Austin versus Rock at WrestleMania 17. It was just like out of nowhere. They go, and then the following contest
with
is
the
a,
Fink's voice.
Yeah, the, hey, no! And then hearing Jericho, what the hell? When did that happen? Who did that? And then Paul Heyman on the mic, good, I want to see some blood. You know,
I love Heyman.
So
Roman or Strowman?
I think, unfortunately, Roman goes over. They're going to build
up. He can't go over.
They're going to build up back the good guy. I'm telling you, Roman's going to come back as the big dog, and he's going to try to be the
face.
Well,
you know who Lesnar's SummerSlam match is supposed to be? It's supposed to be Braun.
I don't think so. I'm telling you.
You really think
you're
going to pull the trigger that early?
I do, because it's WWE. It's WWE. If it makes sense, they're not going to do it. Like, I think they're going to try it. My thought process here is Roman beats Braun, and then he'll fight the Universal Championship and take it off Lesnar. Lesnar will be gone till the next big pay-per-view. That's the story. And then you have freaking Roman Reigns, the Universal Champion. I mean, that unfortunately is what I think they will do. I hope I'm wrong. I beg that I'm wrong, but I think that's what they'll do.
I have no idea. Raw in the title picture, I'm just like, who gets the first shot at Lesnar? Because if he's going at Extreme Rules, I figure Extreme Rules, then SummerSlam.
Yeah.
I don't expect him to be at Battleground.
No. I'm with you. I think he's got two pay-per-views in there. He'll do Extreme Rules and then won't be there the night after or the next night. And then he'll have two Monday Night Raws until SummerSlam and be there SummerSlam and then be gone again. Because
you'll see Heyman a lot.
Yeah. My client.
And then that means his next title match wouldn't be until maybe the first maybe Clash of Champions, because he has wrestled at the September pay-per-view a couple of times.
Yeah, see, I think Brock after SummerSlam is gone a while again.
WrestleMania, Rumble.
Well, I think closer to Rumble or the next big event, because I figure he'll be gone 2-3 months easily.
So Survivor Series.
Yeah, I mean, even then, I could see it. I think a dream scenario in Survivor Series is having Braun, Brock, Roman, I hate they put them in the same thing, but Roman on the same team.
For Team Raw?
Yeah.
And then still end up losing?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then having SmackDown go beat them would be amazing.
Okay, so you just set up something. I feel like it would be awesome to see that, because there is one guy, there's two guys on the SmackDown roster that could legitimately do it.
AJ Styles.
And Shinsuke Nakamura.
Exactly. That's
and then you could set up your Nakamura AJ story by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a lot of potential. Why the hell aren't we writing for WWE?
I need that job.
We need to submit some ideas. And they're like, listen, guys, just, you know, if Mick Foley's stupid son can get hired, and I say stupid because that guy's not smart. I'm sorry. I love Mick Foley.
I know Ryan Ward, though. I actually have talked to him before.
Really?
He used to host the show.
Yeah. I forgot you told me about
that. And Ryan Ward was doing the same thing we're doing right now. And just coming like, but it's WWE. It's not happening.
Yeah. My thing, though, is it's nothing against Mick Foley's son, but, you know, I've seen him in the Holy Foley. He's not the brightest. And I feel like he literally got hired for his name. And it's just one of those, hell, I'll change my last name to Austin and be like, I'm Stone Cold's son. What? And they're like, I was with Deborah. You just don't know. She told him she had an abortion. What? I mean, I'm bald, if you don't know this, folks. I'm bald. Oh, I love wrestling. You know, I'm his illegitimate son. I'm going to start that gimmick. I am Stone Cold.
You could say you're Mean Gene's grandson and probably get away with it a lot more.
Well, listen up, folks. You put that out, you son of a bitch.
I love when the SummerSlam sign drops. He's like, fuck it.
Oh, the I'm the gobbledygooper son. Now that's more believable. I'm going to hatch out of an egg, and people are like, who the hell is this?
You are the son of Abe Knuckleball Schwartz. And moving on.
I'm Mae Young's hand. I'm the hand, damn it.
Does that mean you're a... because you're bald, that means you look like a thumb?
Boo.
Well, I mean, it's too early in the morning. I'm and finally...
it also means I'm half black, because I'm Mark Henry's kid. A hand? I'll never forget Pat Patterson's... a hand?
That was one of the... I don't know. I still go back in time and go, why did I enjoy wrestling when I watched that?
There's some... It's so fun to me on the WWE Network going back and watching some of the older stuff that I remember loving as a kid and then going back going, wait a minute. You know, it's like,
I was a dumbass.
Yeah, but even then, still, the really good stuff still holds up to time. Like, I still... the Austin... pretty much 99% of the stuff with Stone Cold, I still... watch to this day and enjoy the hell out of it. Same thing with The Rock.
Everybody wants to beat up their boss.
Yeah.
It's a cool story.
Well, even The Rock. The Rock to me was always the guy I wish I could be as a kid because he was like, the pie eating, jabroni bean, people's champ. You know, I love that about him. I love just Austin just because he was literally took shit off of nobody. And it was like, that to me was the ultimate, like, if I could be anybody, you
do
know.
Do you want something sad?
Yes.
I
absolutely. Oh, this will bring me to tears.
Oh, this is bad. So here's this time frame. Where Austin's on top, The Rock's on top, Taker's on top, Triple H is on top, and my favorite wrestler of the Attitude Era is Goldust. Fucking Road Dogg.
Oh, you didn't know?
I don't know why, but when he got the Intercontinental title run, I was the happiest person alive.
Hey, I can't blame you. I mean, there was a while there right after the whole Invasion storyline when Shane Hurricane Helms came along.
I love Hurricane.
I was... so happy. I love the Hurricane. And then they didn't do much with him until he had a segment with The Rock. And that to me, and he beat The Rock. The Hurricane has a victory over
The
Rock.
Do you remember the double chokeslam spot in the Rumble?
Yeah. There was so much fun. And what sad thing is to me was the Hurricane was ahead of his time because it was pre still PG era. And
well, that character would have been over like a lightning bolt.
Him right now would be perfect for this era. And that's what I hate was like, from what I seen behind that curtain, the Scorpion King has a tiny ding-a-ling. I mean, that stuff he did was just fantastic. I love the Hurricane.
Funny Kane would have been great for this era.
Yeah, that was the thing is, I have a Hurricane mask, the leather one. Oh. Still have it. I have a Hurricane cape. I had a
Why haven't you done that one yet?
I think it's a little aged now. I don't think it would go over as well.
I don't. Well, it like, depends on where you wear it, too.
That's fair. I just don't see me going to live events and like, hey, there's the Hurricane, more or less. People would go, who the hell is this guy? An idiot thinks he's a superhero.
It depends on where you go.
It's true. The fan base.
Yes.
So, and as the macho feel, I kind of had that gimmick down. So.
And finally, it may be for the WWE Championship. It might not be for the WWE Championship, but it's the main event on this list, at least. It's Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton in a House of Horrors match. I almost said Chamber of Horrors.
I kind of hope, honestly, it is the show opener. Like, I think your main event technically is Jericho Owens. Like,
it's probably Roman Strowman.
Probably. I don't know. Again, care less about this match. I think
Orton, well.
I still think no matter win, lose, draw, I think it's the worst match of the night. Honestly,
The title, Orton wins. If it's not for the title, there's still part of me that's like, they're not going to do it. But then I'm like, they might do it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see payback.
I'll take Bray Wyatt right now. Moving on, Mauro Ranallo has parted ways with WWE.
Finally.
Yeah, WWE parted ways. And he did release a statement. And JBL also released a statement saying he didn't do anything.
Of course he did.
So I don't know where that goes. I feel like JBL's going to be the golden boy wherever in WWE. And yeah. It bothers me. But
I still think there's more to the story that... later, just like how we had Justin Roberts release a book, I think later, sometime down the road,
August,
the true story.
His contract's up in August.
Yeah, the true story will come out, or at least more side of it, and then I still think WWE hasn't heard the last of it. I think a lot more scrutiny and heat will come on them. And maybe something will happen to JBL, or at least maybe they'll take him off air for a little while.
Interesting story behind this. Remember when I said I think Mauro Ranallo ends up being the lead announcer for UFC?
Yep.
UFC got rid of their announcer.
Well, I mean, he already did an event.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, it feels good to say pro wrestling. I'm like, oh, crap.
So.
And then I think the other news story coming from this past week would have been, there was something else, and my mind just went poof,
boop.
Yep, just blanked.
Hey.
Oh, Shibata. I don't know if you keep up with New Japan. He had a match. He headbutted Okada so hard that it has paralyzed half his body.
Holy crap.
They don't know if he's going to wrestle again.
Wow.
It was like, okay, so I watched the match, and it's a great match, but then you hear... And they said in the, like on TV, it didn't come across as hard, but when you were in the crowd, it silenced the crowd.
Oh, wow.
So hopefully he gets better. He's having a second surgery next month.
Yikes.
To take care of that.
Kids, don't try this at home.
So I got to talk about something that happened to me this past week before we end this show, and I'm going to ask you a question. Do you ever go to indie shows?
I have, yes.
Okay. Is it something you would ever consider again?
Yeah, depending on the card and venue. It's one of those, I've been to some that it's, I hate using the whole...
Backyard?
Yeah, but yeah, I've been to a couple of those and I don't care to repeat those just because...
No. I mean...
Sometimes it gets a little rough, so...
No. Okay, look, I've been to a backyard show in our area, which seemed like a backyard show, and I felt like I was going to get shanked.
Yes, that's what I mean. Is depending on, from what you explained to me, the show you went to recently sounded great. And it would be something, yeah.
We took in Cape Championship Wrestling because I made everyone go. Like, I physically made everyone go. Because I was like, look, I'm not missing an opportunity to see Colt Cabana.
Yeah.
And Joey Ryan. Which, by the way, the reactions from Sharon, who's on all of our other shows, with Joey Ryan's blow pop is the greatest thing that has ever happened in the history of man. You had to have been there for that. You've seen the picture. At least.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
there's
yeah.
like 30 more. But I've been to a lot of NXT house shows, and I've been to WWE house shows, and I can honestly say I have never heard a crowd that fired up.
That's great.
It's weird. Okay, so this is weird for me, I guess, to go, how does that happen? Because I've been, like I said, we've been to independent shows, and the crowds are...
pretty dead, yeah, for the most part, and they don't... still real to me, damn it!
We were around hardcore fans. Like, there was guys in dong-style shirts.
Ha!
But, I mean, it was around the hardcore fan base where I wasn't expecting this, because I, honest to God, always go in expecting the worst in the independent shows. And I'm like... this is absolutely the best house show I've been to ever since I left home. Because our touring house show in where I grew up was Harley Race's promotion.
Oh, cool.
So you know it's going to be at least.
Yeah, halfway decent, yeah.
And I'm like, this is unreal. And then all of a sudden we get the surprise of Ron Simmons.
Damn!
Like, I had Santiago Cirillo, who if you've listened
to... Hiya!
Jumping on me with his ding-dong right next to ear, pretty much like he's piggybacking me. He's so dang excited.
That's awesome.
Like, it was a pretty cool moment because I was like, I got to be there for Ron Simmons just coming out and going, damn, and that's it. And then he cut a great promo.
It's still great.
So I think that we're going to, as a show, I think you and I need to go to one.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I think it needs to be their year show, because their 1 year show is coming up. But this promotion has had Ricochet, your favorite WWE wrestler, I can't even think of his name, with Carmella. James Ellsworth.
That's not my favorite wrestler. How dare you? How James dare Ellsworth. You? It's Gilbert. That's my favorite.
And then in February, they had Broken Matt. So, I mean, they're bringing in names, which that means...
Hey, if they bring in Cody, I'm a huge Cody Rhodes
fan.
Oh,
I'm going.
Yeah.
So I'm any Bullet Club Rhodes. Fan
yeah.
at this point.
Cody Rhodes is, like, I thought the worst when he left WWE. I was like, well, I'll never see him again. Because I didn't know what his plans were. I thought he was going to try to get into movies because he had that cameo on Arrow.
He had another one?
Yeah. So I was like, okay, he's going to do that transition. And that would have been good for him, right? But what he's been doing... it's just, to me, it's like, that's what needed to be done with him in WWE. The man's a freaking second-generation wrestler from one of the best, a freaking Dusty Rhodes, baby.
They won't let him use his last name, it just bothers me.
Yeah, and it's just like, come on, WWE. But, I mean, from a business standpoint, I get it. But at the same time, as much as his family's given to the business, freaking let him use his name.
But he is killing it on the indies.
Oh, he is. He is. Everything he's doing right now, I see clips and stuff from shows that aren't supposed to be recorded. Of course, fans record it. The stuff he's doing is just great. And I hope and pray that one day down the road, Cody will join WWE back and be bigger than ever.
I think it's going to happen.
I think it'll be a long time, but when it does
within
happen...
Within the next 2 years.
I may even give it a little longer just because he was so mad when he left. I mean, understand everything happened with his dad and everything and all that.
I think that was part of it.
He hated the Stardust gimmick. He hated it. And it was kind of forced upon him. They said, we'll give you TV time if you do this gimmick. And it was supposed to be a gimmick that wasn't supposed to last more than 2 to 3 months that turned into 2 to 3 years. And that sucks for him, you know?
He's so in... Like,
and he gave
thing.
It his heart. That's the thing, though. He gave it 100%. But the thing
that's
was,
who he is.
Yeah, and I just think, and he pitched so many times, and I read a recent interview where he talked about saying, you know, he told him the character he is now, Cody, is, they just said, I think it was Triple H who told him, there's not money in Cody Rhodes. And that pissed him off, and that was to the point when he asked for his release, because he said, I can make money as me. And that's what he's doing right now, and he's proved them wrong, and I'm happy to see it.
There, I mean, he's been to, I know he's been with What Culture Pro Wrestling. He's the internet champion there.
Yeah.
He is probably going to get the WCPW championship by the end of the year. He's in New Japan. He's in Ring of Honor. He's in, I don't know, I think he may be still with Impact. I'm not 100% sure.
I mean, he just
sure. Shows
up.
So. I think he's the Global Force champion. And yeah, he's the next gen champ of Global Force. So apparently, yeah, he is with Impact. So, I mean, the guy's everywhere now, and that is amazing. So, I hope he's possibly one of the names they get. I'm also thinking Young Bucks at some point, because
I would
go nuts for a Young Bucks.
I think that's just a matter of time for the Young Bucks, so.
I see them going, it's an event, it's inevitable. They're going to go to WWE before
it's over. Oh, yeah.
And so. It's going to happen when Kenny goes.
See, I think even before that, because WWE needs and is doing their best to build up. I see within the next 2 years, Young Bucks are in WWE.
Oh, yeah. So I see the same thing about New Japan does their contracts yearly.
Yeah.
They only have 1 year contracts on the table for all their talent.
Yeah.
And I'm going, okay, so they're eventually going to start doing longer contracts. Carl Anderson's interview said the Japan schedule is worse than the American schedule.
No. Ooh.
Yeah. With his hot Asian wife.
Hey.
But that's something else to consider, because I think those guys are going to be like, well, let's go to the WWE and have less of a schedule and make money.
Yeah, make bank. That's what it's about.
Because, I mean...
Scott Hall, you can make friends or you can make money. I got a lot of friends already.
Because I think the Young Bucks versus the Revival, the Young Bucks versus Alpha...
DIY. I'm really big on them right now.
So. I hope they're in Kansas City this week. One other thing. But yeah, Cape Championship Wrestling, check them out on Facebook. They put on one hell of a show. There is a tag team... called Roscoe Eat Lisa. It's the weirdest name I've ever heard for a tag team. Apparently, they took from a dog and their friend, and they were thinking the dog might eat the friend's mother.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Roscoe Eat Lisa, and it's a wiener dog.
Oh.
But they have a hashtag of bark, bark, gator tits.
What?
And I wanted to get them on a show to explain that to me.
Oh, goodness.
They're good. Like, I could see them in NXT at some point. That's how good they are.
Maybe not with that gimmick.
I want that gimmick.
Bark, bark, gator tits.
No, I want the Roscoe Eat Lisa, like, tying it, but that's their hashtag thing. Yeah. But I'm like, it really, I don't know if you remember a character by the name of D-Ray 3000 in TNA at all.
Nope.
But this dude's got weird hair and everything, but he's doing double jump moonsaults, and I'm like, they've got a shot. The crowd was eating them up, too.
Cool.
Check out Cape Championship Wrestling on Facebook. One last thing before we go, it's the NXT roster. I'm scared.
Yeah, we've been saying this for weeks now. It's like, it's getting pretty thin.
This is the first house show that they have ran since the Revival.
Mm-hmm.
Ty Dillinger, Nakamura, and all those guys have...
Hey, you should have, though. Drew should be there, because they're already advertising him for next week's...
Here's the thing. His last What Culture shows are this weekend.
Oh, man.
So he's out.
Maybe. You never know. Keep your...
it's April 29th, so I mean, I guess he could... But I'm looking at this going, who the hell is going to be there?
Yeah.
Because I'm going, okay, so I know we're going to get Bobby Roode.
Yep.
I know we're going to get Asuka, and I know we're going to get the Authors of Pain. Oh, crap. I feel like there's no other tag teams in NXT, so DIY will be probably taking on the Authors of Pain.
Yeah.
But then what? who Bobby Roode's going to defend the title against Cassius Ohno. I do like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, hopefully, though, I'm hoping the best for you, and I hope maybe you'll get a surprise with the UK guys. I'm hoping
that's what I want. Yeah. Tyler Bate, Pete Dunne, Wolfgang, and I cannot think of the other one. And that makes me sound really crap.
I'm hoping maybe you'll even get like a rematch from what happens Wednesday. You might get Tyler
Bate versus Jack Gallagher.
Yeah, Jack Gallagher. I love Jack Gallagher.
Well, he is touring with NXT. So there. I mean, yeah, I know we're going to get some decent cruiserweights. Yeah. I just, like, I'm nervous because they haven't announced anybody.
Mm.
I've never seen this. You know how you go onto WWE.com and you look up a house show and such?
Yeah.
They haven't announced anyone for this.
I think even them, they're like going, oh, I don't know what we got going on.
I figure Peyton Royce and then the other one, I can't think of her name. Brandi Kay will be there. Billy Kay will be there. But, like, I really don't. Sanity. So, Payback is Sunday. This show's going up a little bit early because we're traveling. I'm sorry that I'm not going to be able to see the House of Horrors match with you.
That's okay.
I don't feel like this is going to be a good show. But
let's just keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best. But it technically is a Raw show, so we got to keep that in mind. Expectations are pretty low.
Yeah, because the last Raw show was terrible.
Yeah. Terrible.
With the exception of Cesaro and Jinder Mahal.
I know. So we will see, won't we? So.
That wraps up this edition of SNS for the Macho Phil.
Oh, yeah.
We will see you next week. Hopefully, I'll have some good NXT stories, and maybe Phil will have some other news that we don't know coming out of wrestling yet, because I love your opinions today, man.
Hey, we'll find out, and eventually, I'm going to bring my boy. Oh, I want to do a quick shout-out to Matt Gill. Thank you for listening. I got my first, I guess you could say, fan email. So it went to me. So thanks for listening, you and your buddy. You can listen, and I'll pass it over to Richard. You can listen to us
on iTunes. You can subscribe to SNS on iTunes. I think it's Sunday Night Slam on iTunes. Or check us out on our SoundCloud page, TBK Radio. All the episodes are there. I forgot one other thing real quick. You can also purchase an SNS t-shirt.
Booyah.
At our new Shop TBK, tbkmagazine.com/shoptbk.
That's true. All right.
Purchase your new shirts. That will wrap up this edition of SNS. We will see you next week. Dear God, don't hinder the gender.
Dig it.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
It's still real to me, damn it!